Tonight we're going to be talking about the soul that blesses.
All right.
The soul that blesses. And this month's study is on the book of Proverbs. How many here have ever read Proverbs in the Old Testament? Now the purpose of Proverbs is stated in the first few verses of chapter 1 of Proverbs. Let's read that. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. That is the purpose of Proverbs. Principles on how to live a just, godly, and holy life. That's good news, right?
Amen.
Tonight's message comes from Proverbs 11, verses 24 through 25. Verses 24 through 25 of Proverbs 11. Let's read from the NIV. It says this: one man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So, verse 24 again, it says, one man gives freely. He scatters, in other words, to the poor, yet gains even more. See, this person gives freely. He gives liberally. Another withholds what he should be giving according to God's word and comes to poverty. Verse 25 says this: a generous man will prosper. From the Hebrew means the soul of blessing will be made fat, will be enriched with blessings. He who refreshes others, he who waters others, will be refreshed himself. Will be watered himself, herself. So let's look at these two verses a little more closely in the next few minutes. I want to look at the first part of verse 24 and both parts of verse 25 in Proverbs 11. To me, these verses appear a lot like the principle of seed time and harvest that God instituted back in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Let's look at this. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. If you got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it to you. God had sent the flood upon the earth, and the flood had receded, and Noah built an altar to the Lord. In verse 20 of Genesis chapter 8, and taking some of the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. We're going to jump down to verse 22. This is God speaking. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Another translation: as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. Let me ask you here tonight, is this world, this earth, still enduring? Is it still remaining? Then it means that the principle that God instituted of seed time and harvest will not stop. It is still in operation. Seed time and harvest is still in operation today. Every seed produces its own kind. How many agree here tonight? If you plant apple seeds and you water those seeds and you nurture those seeds, eventually you'll get apples. If you take orange seeds and you plant those orange seeds and you water those seeds and you nurture those seeds, eventually you'll get oranges. It also works, seed time and harvest, this principle that God instituted in Genesis 8:22, also works in the financial realm. If you've got some finances, some financial seed, and you plant that seed into good investments, eventually you will get a harvest of more finances. Is this making sense here tonight?
Amen. Thank you.
As long as the earth endures, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. Seed time and harvest is an operation in this world today and in our lives. Hence, also, seeds of blessing others brings a harvest of blessings. If you're kind to others, at one point you will reap a harvest of kindness from others. Seeds of refreshing others, as Proverbs 11:25 talks about, brings a harvest of refreshment into your life when you need it most. What does Paul write to the Galatians in Galatians 6:7? It's concerning the same idea of seed time and harvest. In Galatians 6:7, he says this: "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whatever a man sows, that also shall he reap. What a woman sows, that also shall she reap. Whatever a person sows, that also shall they reap." So, in connection with Proverbs 11, verse 25, "A generous man will prosper," let me ask you this very important question, the most important question. Who was the most generous soul who ever walked this earth? Who was the greatest soul of blessing who ever existed? Jesus Christ. And Peter was preaching to the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. And he says this in Acts 10:38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him." How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, who went about being generous, who went about blessing others, because God was with him. Healing all who were under the power of the devil. Read the Gospels, friends. I encourage you, read the Gospels. The most generous man, the most generous soul that ever walked the face of this earth was Jesus Christ. The greatest soul of blessing, the greatest soul who blessed whoever existed was Jesus Christ. Read the Gospels. The Gospels will show how Jesus blessed so many in so many ways. For instance, Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 6. What does it say? It says this: let's see, is it Matthew 8:16? Sorry, Matthew 8:16. "When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him," to Jesus, "and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick." Doesn't say he healed some of the sick. It says that he healed all the sick. When Jesus walked this earth, he was a soul who blessed. He blessed everybody he came into contact with. He cast demons out of the demon-possessed. Jesus healed the sick. Jesus taught in parables about God and about the love of God. Jesus was a walking blessing here on this earth. Right? The pinnacle of the ministry of Jesus occurred when? It occurred at the cross over 2,000 years ago. Jesus sowed the seed of his life on Calvary's cross. Amen? He sowed the seed of his life on Calvary's cross, and after 3 days he rose again. And due to that seed of his life that he sowed, what harvest came about? The harvest of millions of souls over the generations who have come into the kingdom of God and have gone to heaven as a result of him sowing his life on that cross. Isn't that awesome? A generous man will be what? Will increase, will be blessed. That has got to be the greatest blessing in the universe. A harvest of souls over the generations who have come into the kingdom of God, who have made it into heaven as a result of the blessing of his life that he sowed as a seed on Calvary's Hill on that cross over 2,000 years ago. You and I, the writer of Hebrews says, need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. What does that mean, to fix your eyes on Jesus? It means to look at Him and stay close to Him. Study about Him in the Scriptures. It means to make Him your model for everyday living in this Christian walk. Like Jesus, we need to be souls that bless others. We need to be generous people, like Proverbs says in Proverbs 11:25. We need to be generous people. We need to be souls of blessing into the lives of other people. Is that making sense here tonight? Say it with me tonight. I need to be a blessing into the lives of others that I come into contact with. In Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight, friends, you may have been a Christian for many years, but still come to it thinking, what is in Christianity for me? Maybe you go to church on Sunday morning and think, what can I get out of this church service today? Friends, this is toddler Christianity. This is toddler Christianity. It's about me, myself, and I. Toddlers are the center of their own world, right? Toddlers, little two-year-olds, three-year-olds, live in the kingdom of self. It's about time, friends, to become an adult spiritually and think, how can I be a soul that blesses others as my Master and Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did when He walked this earth over 2,000 years ago? It's not easy to step out of yourself. It takes God's grace. It takes God's strength. But let me say it again. It's time to become an adult spiritually and think, how can I be a soul that blesses others while I walk this earth as Jesus did when He walked this earth over 2,000 years ago? Amen. Nothing on this earth will last. It's only what's done for Christ that will go into eternity. All the things of this earth will pass. It's only what's done for Jesus Christ that will last. When you bless somebody else, you're doing it for Jesus Christ. Amen. And that will last into eternity. The good and the blessings you bestow into other people's lives is recorded in the records of heaven. God sees it. And the greatest harvest that you can receive on the seeds of blessings that you sow into others is to hear God say one day, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Is that good news here tonight? Back to Proverbs 11, you know. Perhaps you're depressed, you're sad on the inside. Sow a seed of blessing, of refreshment into somebody else's life, and your life will be refreshed. Some of you may have heard this personal testimony of mine that I've given in the past, but it bears repeating. I was back in 2006, around August, I was pretty depressed in my own personal life. The certain things that occurred in my life, got really depressed. I was really sad. I felt so low that I felt I could do a push-up under a penny. Anybody ever been there? And just down, I didn't want to get out of my house. I didn't want to be around other people. I didn't want to eat. And I was just down and depressed. And there's a lady, actually, a common friend of another friend and me. I was invited to a friend's house during this time. And this common friend, this lady was there. Pretty rough lady, but I was depressed. And she said, "God just told me to give you a word. I feel like I need to tell you that Jesus loves you." And that simple act of service, that simple word of encouragement, just picked me up. It brought refreshment to my soul. And I pray that God refreshed her soul as a result of that as well. But I also did something during this time that helped pull me out of the cave of depression in my life. I was so down, I was so depressed, and I found two families that were in pretty severe financial need. And I had some extra money, some finances. And I felt on the inside to sow what I thought was significant seed of money into these two families, and I did. And I tell you, from that point, it felt like I just started rapidly climbing out of that cave of depression. I felt at one point, just days afterwards, that I was soaring with the Almighty God. See, I brought refreshment to two families who were pretty down. And as a result of that, the harvest that I reaped was that God helped bring me out of that cave of depression. Refreshment. God brought refreshment into my life. He who refreshes others, Proverbs 11:25, will be refreshed. He who waters others will be watered. You know, if you take care of God's business, which is other people, God will take care of you. Say it with me tonight. If I
take care
of God's business,
other people,
God will take care of me. In Jesus' name. Amen. You might be thinking tonight, well, you know, I'm in such great need myself. But friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that there is somebody out there tonight that is in greater need than you. There's somebody out there tonight that is sleeping under a bridge. You know, you get to sleep in this great shelter, John 3:16. There is somebody out there tonight who hasn't eaten maybe in days. You get a good meal here every single night. You see what I'm saying? There's somebody out there that hasn't heard the Word of God taught or preached for days, weeks, or months. You get to hear the Word of God here on a consistent, nightly basis. Is that making sense here tonight? There is somebody out there in greater need than yourself. Ask God to give you His grace to be able to step beyond yourself and help someone in greater need than yourself. Say, God, I can't do this on my own. God, it is so tough for me to step out beyond myself and help somebody else. But I'll tell you tonight, if you cry out to God, you pray to God and say, God, give me your grace, your strength for me to die to self and step out beyond myself and reach out to somebody who is in greater need than me, God will grant your request. Is that good news here tonight? Remember, the Christian life is not about us. It's about others. The Christian life is not a bed of roses. You know, oh, it's so easy. It's about me, myself, and I. No, the Christian life is pretty tough. It's not peaches and cream. You know, the road that leads to destruction is broad, but the road that leads to life, eternal life, is narrow, Jesus said. And Christianity is not an easy road. It's about others. It's about dying to self and stepping out beyond oneself to bless another person. Say tonight, I want to be a soul that blesses others. So, blessing others. How does it become easier? It becomes easier to step out of yourself and bless others as you do it consistently. Day after day. Maybe one word of encouragement to a person per day. Just a simple word. God loves you. Next day. I believe in you. You know. You're looking healthy today. Next day. God has got a great plan for your life. And if you practice blessing others on a consistent basis, what you do day after day after day becomes what? It becomes a habit. So as you practice blessing others and it becomes a habit, it will become easier day after day after day to bless other people. He who refreshes others will himself, herself be refreshed. Let it become a habit in your life by doing it on a consistent basis. Cry out to God, God, this is tough. I can't do this on my own. It's hard for me to die to myself. And God will give you His grace, His strength, His empowerment to die to yourself and reach out to others. Study the life of Jesus. Study the life of Jesus. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. and then read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John again, and then read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John again, and then read it again, and then read it again, and then read it again, and let it influence your heart and your mind so that you develop the mind of Christ, which was a mind of blessing others on a consistent basis. Is that good news here tonight?
Amen.
You're not on this earth. You're not in the shelter to just take up space. God has got a divine destiny, plan, purpose, and end for your life. You're not here on this earth to take up space. God has got a plan for you. God's got something for you to do in blessing other people that surround you in your realm of influence. You're not here by mistake. You're not here by accident. You're here on purpose, with a God purpose. Even if it's only to speak words of encouragement on a consistent basis. That's an awesome ministry. To show affection to somebody who hasn't been touched in a long time. To help an older person stranded on the side of the road change their tire. Is that making sense? Visiting somebody who's in the hospital or in a nursing home. Buying groceries for somebody who has less financial means than you do. Is that making sense here tonight? Remember, two things we'll take into eternity with us. Our relationship with Jesus Christ, and number two, the good that we did for others when we walked this earth. Those are the only two things that you will take into eternity. All the media and the books that you read, you're not going to take into eternity. You see? All the disagreements that you're having perhaps with other people will not go into eternity. You'll only take into eternity your relationship with Jesus and the good you did for others while you walked this earth. Remember, God is recording everything that we do. And for me, I want to hear Him say, how about you? Well done, my good and faithful servant. That alone is a harvest enough on the seeds of blessing others on this earth. I want to read one last illustration about reaching out, blessing others. And it's this. It's from the speaker's quote book. An elderly widow, restricted in her activities, was eager to serve Christ. After praying about the matter, she decided that although she could not do much walking around to distribute tracts or witness, she was able to play the piano. The next day, she placed a small ad in the Oakland Tribune. Pianist will play hymns by phone daily for those who are sick and despondent. The service is free. The notice included the number to dial. When people called, she would immediately inquire, "What hymn would you like to hear?" Within a few months, she had played for several hundred depressed and lonely individuals. Frequently, they would pour out their hearts to her, and she was able to help and encourage them. Later, she testified, "That service became the most rewarding thing I ever did in my life." You know that that was recorded in the records of heaven, right? And I would imagine that her reward from God was great. So tell, you know, ask God to give you a creative idea of how you can bless others, how you can reach out to others who are in greater need than yourself.